Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's show is about the completed salvation that you and I have received from God. And we come to understand God's completed salvation when you and I have epinosis within the soul. Not mere gnosis or knowledge, but epinosis. The prefix epi means upon. And so, epinosis within the New Testament refers to knowledge that is stored within the human spirit, knowledge that is usable or accessible to the believing one, so that he or she may grow in katas, grace, and in the epinosis of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. This is a very powerful book, and Peter focuses in this chapter on the fruit of the Spirit. It is written somewhat different than the way Paul wrote about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. But I want you to note that there is a commonality, there is a harmony between these two powerful figures in the New Testament. Verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord, Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the epinosis of him that hath called us to glory and virtue or moral excellence, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the cosmos through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue or moral excellence, and to virtue, epinosis, and to epinosis, temperance or self-control, and to self-control, patience. This is a very interesting word in the Greek New Testament. The word patience here is hupomone, and we will go over that at some point, but not in today's show. And to hupomone or patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the epinosis of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is spiritually blind and cannot see afar off. Muopezo. That is, he can only see near. This word is muopezo in the Greek. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And here we have spiritual forgetfulness. Look at the combination here. Muopezo, spiritual nearsightedness, and spiritual forgetfulness. That he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. So an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. I would like for you to note at the beginning of chapter 1, verse 1, we have the name of the author, Simon Peter. Simon was his old name, his former name, the name by which he was known before his encounter with Christ. And then after his encounter with Christ, as recorded in John chapter 1, he is given the name Petros, or a stone. He calls himself a servant. The Greek is doulos, which means a bond servant, or one whose will is swallowed up in the will of another. He is a doulos and a sent one, or sent one sent off on a mission. He is the apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith, in other words, to other believers. And so Peter speaks to believers about the necessity of understanding God's completed salvation, because these believers were undergoing persecution. And among these believers were those who believed in esoteric knowledge, or a knowledge, well, we call it Gnosticism. And Gnosticism stressed the fact that there are certain secret principles that believers had to have alongside of their faith. And there were also among them antinomian believers, or lawless ones. Paul deals extensively with antinomianism, or spiritual lawlessness, in his letter to the Galatians. So the antinomians believed that since salvation was by grace alone, the requirements of the moral law were irrelevant. So, in the second chapter of 2 Peter, he attacks the licentious lifestyle of the antinomians. These were both the Gnostics, Gnosticism and antinomianism were both heresies that plagued the community. Paul had to deal with those who said, yes, believers must have faith in Christ, but they must also follow the law. Paul was dogged, or his heels were dogged by these teachers who did not understand salvation in Christ. So Peter goes on. He talks about them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness. And in Paul's letter to the Romans, he deals extensively with the imputed righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ is reckoned, imputed or reckoned to the account of the believing one. Not his own righteousness, but the righteousness obtained by faith, or through faith in Christ Jesus. So the righteousness of Christ gives us right standing with God. Right standing with God. This is the essential nature of righteousness. In the Old Testament Hebrew, righteousness is not so much a formal doctrine as it is a way of life, a way of being, a way of living. Living the life, a life of righteousness in which we see the work of God in one's life by his actions or her actions. Very important. Now notice in verse 3, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life, that is Zoe. Paul is here not talking about bios or BIOS, biological life. He is here stressing the importance of Zoe, a spiritual life. Zoe means the highest blessedness of the creature that is centered in Christ Jesus. Our new life is Christ-centered. Paul writes in his letter to the Colossians in chapter 3, Paul writes, when Christ, our life, shall appear. In the English, we have some of the words italicized, when Christ, who is our life, who is not in the Greek text. It is when Christ, our life, shall appear. He is our life. We receive his own life. We receive eternal life. It is imperative to understand the nature and quality of Zoe. Zoe refers to qualitative life. It refers to duration, eternal duration. But Zoe has a qualitative aspect that we need to learn, that we need to understand, and we need to appreciate. Zoe is the highest blessedness of the creature. Life and godliness. Now, the notice doctrine and what doctrine teaches. This is not a dissertation on money. Paul has already told us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Paul never said that money is the root of all evil. Paul wrote that the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible understands the necessity of money. Jesus said that we cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus understood the practical importance of money. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Jesus understood the necessity of money as valued in this world. And so, he speaks here of life and godliness through the epinosis of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. Here's what happens. The believing one develops epinosis through faith. The believer studies the word of God. He intakes the word of God. By faith, he believes the word of God through the power of the Spirit. That which the believer believes, according to the word of God, is stored in his heart or is transferred into his heart to be usable doctrine for his life. This is called epinosis. Epinosis doctrine is doctrine that we believe by faith. We may have a head full of gnosis through many years of study. Doesn't mean that the knowledge has been transformed by faith into epinosis. Epinosis builds us up, makes us, or grows us up in spiritual maturity so we can live lives that are well-pleasing to God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Today we will continue this discussion in the next show.